In Mark, there is no Christmas story that we come to know. In Mark, there is no birth narrative. In Mark, there is no really pretty story that we can act out. It's just Mark. The first words in the Gospel of Mark are a title. It's the title of the whole story that is to come. And then we act it out in our lives. It is a journey. So let's talk about a journey, preparing ourselves. Can you picture a two-year-old? Tony, can you picture a two-year-old? Meandering and wandering around, something catches their mind, they stop, they look. It seems to take forever when you're with a two-year-old to walk anywhere quickly. I can remember the red-headed child of mine. It took forever to go two houses because we had to stop and look at every ant, at every bug, at every flower, at every dandelion, everything, meandering our way on this journey. But as we meander our way on a journey, it even seems that it took him a little meandering way to get through college as well. But he did. He did that. Yesterday he graduated. Okay, so he has three more finals to take. But he did graduate. I don't get that. But the meandering. Make your path straight. Sometimes our paths being straight need to take us on the meandering of life, the journey of which we are on. Because if we don't stop and look and listen and prepare ourselves, we're not ready. We're not awake to catch on. Think about winter now. How do you prepare yourself, your car, whatever, for winter? Sometimes I think we forget to prepare. I think we jump in our cars and all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, it snowed. I don't have a scraper. I don't have gloves. I might not even have a coat. Huh. Preparing the way of the Lord. That's what John the Baptist was called to do. Isaiah told us that. Isaiah, comfort my people. That Claire read for us as we lit the candle of peace. Prepare the way of the Lord. That's what John's job was. And it was how he did that. People were coming to John to be baptized. They were coming, they were flocking to him in the river to be baptized. And he said, no, wait, okay, but one who is more powerful than I is coming, and he will baptize you with water and the Spirit. So on this journey of meandering, on this journey of Advent, on this journey of spirituality, of silence, of gathering together in Advent, we gather in baptism with John to be prepared for the coming of Jesus. We meander along our way, and we find things that interest us. And we stop and we look. And sometimes I think we're so in a hurry to get to the end that we forget to stop and look And look at those interesting bugs or those interesting cracks in the sidewalk or the piano that makes a sound that we didn't know did. Because you see, as we prepare ourselves, as we prepare our hearts, as we prepare for the coming of the Lord, we need the journey. Because Jesus came because John said, prepare the way of the Lord with a baptism of repentance. So what does that mean, a baptism of repentance? It means that we need to open our hearts up, let go of all the wrongs that we have done, and let God's grace and peace come in, even in the midst of the world, and maybe especially in the midst of the world in which we live. Because as the video showed, that's what we're to be about. We are the gospel lived out. We are the gospel lived out in the midst of all of this. Waiting and active and promises that God gives us. Meandering on our journey, knowing that we are never alone. So this Advent, let's be the gospel. Let's be the gospel and live out in the midst of the world in which we live, the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's prepare ourselves. Let's prepare our hearts. Let's prepare and meander on the journey together so that even in the midst of everything that feels so wrong, God is there, meandering with us, and as we prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ. That's our job, to prepare ourselves, to prepare our hearts, to prepare our bodies, to prepare everything that we are for the coming of Jesus. As a baby, as a second coming, but actively living out the gospel in the world. So yeah, okay, so maybe watching AJ meander as a young child and watching him meander as a young adult, we do get to where we need to be. So prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord in your lives, in your hearts, in your very beings, so that hope and peace come to us as we live and breathe in this world. Thanks be to God. Amen.